flights is on between 11 and 1:30, so it's only a short, sharp burst, but it's open to anyone to come along?
Yes, everyone's welcome, of course.
These have been very popular too. As you say, you're in its third year now, and it's just getting bigger and bigger each time.
It is. It certainly gets bigger, especially if the weather is lovely and people love to get out and see things then.
So what you're doing, it's a family-friendly expo, it's free, and sort of the things you're doing are teaching people things that will, as I say, reduce their environmental footprint and also save them money at the same time. So what are some of the things that will be on offer on Saturday?
Well, we've got Sustainable Living coming, and they're doing two home energy retrofit workshops, so they'll be running those, and there'll be some giveaways with that. A couple of spring gardening and composting sessions, as well as herbs for health. And those are the main major workshops, but we've got a whole heap of other demonstrations that will be happening, including soy candle making and chemical-free cleaning products, vegan cheese and other products, as well as some raw products.
You mentioned chemical-free products. There's a lot of... I don't know if you saw the checkout on ABC TV the other night, but they were talking about those same sorts of things, about all these ingredients and chemicals that are in there that do absolutely nothing. And sometimes the old wives, you know, the grandma's recipe remedy was probably the best and cheapest way of doing it, you know,
exactly.
Like vinegar and bicarbonate of soda.
Yes, exactly, and a lot cheaper. So we're finding that's good because so many people have allergies and skin reactions to various things now. So we're looking forward to that because we're hoping eventually to maybe get them into the community house and through our food shed being able to offer them to people.
Okay, now, as I mentioned, these old remedies too, the thing is that a lot of people may not have even heard of them. I can remember my grandmother talking about them, but people that are younger than me, it's, of course, everything's you know, 100 miles an hour these days, and it's whatever's quickest and easiest, and just pick it up at the supermarket and don't think too much about it. But some of these old remedies have been around for years and years and years, and they're tried and true, aren't they?
Yes, they are. So simple things for dishwashing liquid and multi-purpose spray and that sort of stuff that everybody already has in their cupboards that they can use for it. So, yes, it works quite well.
So you'll be teaching people how to make these home recipes, I suppose, for want of a better word?
Yeah, exactly. There'll be recipes there as well as samples to take home. So we'll have quite a few free samples for people.
Right, now you're also going to have a few activities for kids as well, so it's family friendly?
Yes, it is. There will be. There'll be the face painter as well as a little photo booth. And we'll also be doing some hands-on activities with children. So that'll include doing potting up some plants they'll be able to take home and some other little craft-type activities.
I guess one of the things too, as I talk about reducing your environmental footprint, that's obviously by not using chemicals and things like that, but another thing that you also involve in the expo is how to lessen waste as well, and recycling and you know, how to not make as much rubbish, basically.
Yes, we very much try and do that here at the house, as well as use every little bit, all the resources that we're able to get our hands on.
It sounds like a fantastic expo. It's a no-brainer to me. I think, you know, people need to know this stuff. And it's happening from 11 till 1:30. Devonport Community House, it's in Morris Avenue. And, I mean, just because it's in Devonport doesn't mean that people from other parts of the coast can't come along and learn something which may save them money and save the environment at the same time.
Yes, exactly. And there's free wood pot-fired pizza as well. So
wow.
That'll top it off.
Oh, I think I might just change my mind. I had plans for Saturday, but I might have to see if I can change those.
Lovely. We'll look forward to seeing you here.
Free wood-fired pizza. You got me. Good on you, Kate. Thanks for that. I hope it goes well for you. I hope it's a nice day on Saturday too. And as you say, if it's finer weather, people will feel like getting out and doing a bit of stuff. But a fair bit of it will be indoor as well if it's not too good.
Exactly. There'll be a little bit. So as long as it's not pouring with rain, we'll be right.
Awesome. Thanks for your time, Kate. I hope it goes well for you on Saturday.
Okay.
No worries. And if you want to find out more, you can contact the Devonport Community House, 6424 7060. But basically, you don't have to book. Just rock up on Saturday between 11 and 1:30. And I'll guarantee you will learn something that'll save your money and be good for the environment at the same time. It's called Living Lightly. A wonderful concept, I reckon.